Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Wyoming passes a number of bills to protect children from medical mutilation and from indoctrination. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, kudos to this Governor Mark Gordon, who first of all signed one bill that bans this harmful puberty blockers, hormone treatments, mutilating surgery for minors.
Yeah, this particular bill, also known as the Children Gender Change Prohibition, after the Senate overwhelmingly passed it, and also the House was now signed into law by Governor Gordon. According to the new law, a medical practitioner may not perform a surgery that sterilizes the child, including castration, vasectomy, hysterectomy. Many other kinds of procedures as well are prohibited to sterilize this child. In addition, healthcare providers may not perform a mastectomy or provide or administer or dispense these drugs that induce transient or permanent infertility, including puberty suppression or blocking prescription drugs to stop or delay normal puberty, or remove any otherwise healthy or non-diseased body part or tissue. Bottom line is, no puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on these minors.
Right, and the law also enacts penalties for those healthcare professionals who provide these procedures to minors. That would include revoking or suspending their license in the state.
Yeah, so Wyoming now becomes the 24th state to protect children by passing these kinds of laws, joining a number of other states. Similar laws in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Oklahoma have recently been upheld by federal courts, while laws in Alabama, Florida, Indiana, Montana, and Idaho are temporarily blocked as legal challenges are undergoing the court adjudication. In Arkansas, a federal judge declared in June 2023 that the Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act, or SAFE Act, was unconstitutional. However, Arkansas has appealed that ruling, and the U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals approved the state's request for all 11 judges on the court, rather than the typical three-judge panel, to hear the appeal.
You know, and this is so important that these states step up and do this. We never thought we'd be talking about having to pass these laws, but this so-called gender surgery industry is expected to grow to $5 billion by 2030. And you have to realize, you know, there's no such thing as a transgender. These billionaires are funding this industry, opening up these so-called gender clinics, getting these kids, these people, getting this propaganda so that they will fall into their hands. And then these same billionaires will have to create or have to fund these medical parts so that these people will have to be able to reproduce along the line. It's a huge industry.
It's a huge industry, both from the medical as well as the pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
The American College of Pediatricians recently issued a position statement stating that there is, quote, no long-term evidence, close quote, that these procedures improve mental health. This is a 600-member national organization of healthcare professionals, which also declared that they could not condone puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and mutilating surgeries on gender-confused minors. Numerous studies have shown and continue to show that these mutilating procedures do not relieve gender confusion, which is linked to other underlying mental health issues. This American College of Pediatricians further noted the unfortunate nature of how politicized healthcare for gender confusion has become, and recommended medical societies to begin to align with the best evidence available, which shows mental health therapy should be the first line of treatment for gender confusion. Data shows that up to 88% of girls and up to 98% of boys with gender confusion will desist when they receive counseling that is directed toward their underlying psychological issues. In other words, if they have gender confusion, instead of cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, mutilating surgeries, which is going to permanently, irreversibly sterilize them and damage them for life, They ought to get counseling to address the underlying issues. And those that get counseling, there is a high percentage, 88% of girls and 98% of boys will resolve so that they are content with their birth sex, that they're male or they're female.
Right.
Yet the gender surgery industry, as you mentioned, is now expected to grow to $5 billion, continues to make money off the backs of these unfortunate children. And
absolutely.
Counselors and doctors, they're telling parents, like in Chloe Cole's situation from California, she is born female, and she was going through some gender confusion. She had some other psychological issues that she struggled with.
She was on social media at a young age.
And her mom and Chloe were told, well, you can do nothing and have a dead daughter, but if you want to have a live son, then you need to get puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgery. So the mother, not knowing any different, doesn't want to have her daughter die, so she does all of that. And by age 16, Chloe already has a mastectomy.
Right.
And now she regrets it.
Which is why we defend Christian counselors. I mean, there's a lot of counselors out there, but if you get a Christian counsel that will help these children get to the root cause of what their issues are, that's the answer. It's not all this medical stuff that they're pushing on them.
Well, Wyoming not only passed this particular bill, but also they have another bill that bans LGBTQ indoctrination and so-called social transitioning in schools without parental consent. Educators now in Wyoming may no longer teach children about gender identity, sexual orientation without their parents' consent, or withhold from parents signs that their child is struggling with gender confusion, thanks to, again, the Republican Governor Mark Gordon signing the law, but he declined to veto it. He objected to it, but he ultimately declined to veto it, and so that law is now in effect thanks to the Republican legislature in Wyoming.
You know, it states that school districts in the state must notify a student's parent or guardian as soon as practicable if there is a change in the student's educational, physical, mental, or emotional health or well-being. So bottom line, you're respecting parents to be in charge of their children.
Yeah, in fact, it does say that the law requires the state to respect parents' fundamental right to make decisions regarding the care and control of their children and to receive written or electronic permission from parents or guardians prior to any trainings, courses, or classes that address sexual orientation or gender identity. It also prohibits schools from denying parents access to any of the students' education, behavior, health, or other records with a reasonable time frame. So this bill cleared both chambers of the Wyoming legislature by overwhelming margins, and the governor opted to let the bill become law without his signature or veto, while writing a letter to Republican State Senate President expressing that he struggles to see what additional value the bill brings for individual parents and their child. Well, I can tell you what it brings, because you have situations around the state, we deal with them all the time, or around the country, where these parents don't know what the school is doing, and there are some activists within the school that pushes this LGBTQ agenda on these kids that struggle for a lot of different reasons. Kids struggle with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They have emotional issues. They have autism. They have depression. They have body image issues. They have all kinds of things. They can get bullied. They have self-image. They have all kinds of things that happen when you're going through the growing years. It's a very difficult time for children. And so when they have these mental stresses, what often happens is these schools say, well, you know what? We can solve your problem. You're just born in the wrong body. So now you just need to identify as the opposite sex or a combination of sex or no sex at all, whatever.
And then they get
on
social media and that just affirms that.
Yeah, and so let's refer you out to this group. They can give you counsel and you get puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones.
That's the answer to all your problems.
Then all of a sudden the kid wants to have surgery and the parent finds out and they realize for the last 2 years their kid has been indoctrinated without their knowledge.
Right.
And by that time, a lot of damage has already been done.
And, you know, just say it again, you know, elections matter, and it matters who you put into office in your state, as well as it matters when these parents get up in front of school boards and state their case to protect their children, that they have the rights over their children, not a school board.
Yeah, and in fact, even supporters in this case for the legislation, they cited a situation in Sweetwater County School District where this girl was, without the parents' knowledge, confirmed and affirmed by the school, oh, you know what, you're a boy. Let's treat you as a boy without the parents' knowledge whatsoever and the damage that it caused. Mm. Well, for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. We keep a log and a track of all these states. There's a lot of them now that are coming on board. lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.